Hi, everybody. My name is Pastor Ebenezer Edufro, and I'm bringing you this short but revelatory and in-depth knowledge in the Word of God. I'm bringing a word that is acknowledged, and I have titled, After Prayer, Think Small. After prayer, think small. After prayer, think small. And our text is Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18. And I read, the Bible said, but you must remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you the ability to get wealth. Now, one thing I want to dissect here in the Word is that when the Bible said, for you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is Him that giveth you the ability to get wealth. The word ability means it is He that gives you ideas to great wealth. Now, I find many Christians in church, we pray a lot, but we don't know that when you pray, God will not strip open the heavens and bring you a miracle. Now, you can be there, you are praying to God for a husband. Now, but do you know what? God can bring you a friend first. That is a miracle in itself. But if you can handle that friendship well, then it will mature into a relationship that will lead to marriage. That, for instance, you are praying to God for a business breakthrough. Then God gives you an idea. That is it. That is the ability. If you can take hold of that idea, that is the power that you can use to make your world. Now, what people don't know is this, that whatever that is big today started small. I find many Christians complaining. They said, you know, and God has not done this, and everything is money and what. But my problem is this, that, do you know what? I think that we are praying too much and we are thinking less. Now, nobody's telling you that, you know what, you can be praying so much, but if your association is wrong, trust me, you will not go far in life. You can be praying all day long, but if you don't talk right, you are not going anywhere. You can be praying all day long, but if you don't take a step, you go nowhere. Now, I don't want us to fool ourselves. Until you take a step, God cannot do anything in your life. I don't know, but I feel like I'm dialing someone's number. Until you take a step, God can't do anything. Now, the Bible said, and when they got to the Red Sea, and the Bible said, and the Egyptians were coming, and there was a Red Sea ahead of them, and the Bible said, and they had nowhere to go. God told Moses that, Moses, what are you waiting for? Go forward. I came to tell someone, you have prayed enough. It is time for you to take giant steps. I don't care. Listen to me. Don't expect everyone to applaud your step. There is no one who God gave dream to that it was small. Anyone that God gave a dream to, the dream seemed so stupid. I remember a young boy by name Joseph, and the Bible said he was the 11th son of Jacob, and the Bible said he had a dream of all the stars bowing down to him, and he told the dad, and he said, you're a crazy kid. But let me tell you something, they can put you in a pit like Joseph, you come out. They can place you in a coffin and place a stone against you like Lazarus, but a voice will bring you out. I came to tell you that you have prayed enough. Rise up and take a step. Rise up, shake off the mistakes of yesterday. You can pull through. Your miracle can come. The best is yet to come. Don't write yourself off. I came to tell you that when you have a dream, when you have a vision, you have to strive outside your comfort zone to make it happen. You cannot be sleeping like everybody and expect to make it. You cannot be sitting at one place and expect the miracle to come. You have to burn the midnight candle. You have to burn the midnight oil. When everyone is sleeping, be up. When everyone says no, say yes. When they say it's not possible, say it is possible. The Bible says that it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but it is God who giveth destiny. The Bible said that for the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, nor bread to men of wisdom, nor of understanding. But the Bible said, for time and chance happen to them all. Wherever you are, I came to tell you this. After prayer, think small. Take a step. Be bold. Don't expect everyone to clap for you and to buy into your vision. Take a step. Keep moving. Don't stop. Keep moving. Anything that will stop you, carry off from your life. Unless you attempt to do more than you already have, you will never grow. Listen to me. Unless you attempt to do something more than you already have done, you will never go anywhere. My God. If you are waiting on your father or your neighbor or everything to align to your vision, you will take no step in life. The Bible said, and God told Moses, what do you have in your hand? And he said, I have the rod. Listen, God never blesses an empty space. God will always bless something. You have to carry something. It doesn't matter if it's little. That is your breakthrough. That is your breakthrough. If you carry little in your hand, it is enough. The Bible said, and the prophet came into the house of the widow and the son. He said, what do you have? He said, we have only a little oil and dough, and when we eat, we'll die. He said, that is enough. I need your little. I came to tell you, your little is enough. I came to tell you, your little is enough. It's enough for a miracle. It's enough for breakthrough. It's enough for upliftment. I don't know where you are. The little can be that garage. You can start a company there. The little can be a podcast. You can start a ministry there. The little can be that just one business idea. You can start. You can start. Don't let anyone talk you out of it. You are too big to die. Let me tell you, the wealthiest place on earth, it is not in America. It is not in the Bahamas. It is not in Arabian desert. The richest place on earth is the cemetery, because many people have died with dreams never fulfilled. Many people have died with inventions never came to pass, and they are in the grave. I tell you, but God is raising a generation. We are not afraid. In the little, we'll still push through. I see you pushing through, Koriana. And now I pray for you, wherever you are. I pray for you. After prayer, take a step. After prayer, take a step. After prayer, don't go to sleep. Take a step. It might not make sense, but along the way, it will make sense. I bless you. I love you. I pray for you that wherever you are, if you want to contact me, my number is +233 248 595 317. +233 248 595 317. Yeah, my name is Pastor Ebenezer Dufro. +233 248 595 317. I love you. Listen, don't write yourself off. Don't write yourself off. You are bigger than you appear. I love you. I love you. I love you. God bless you. Bye-bye.